We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Fan Hotline is presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. Jim Colony over at 93.7thefan.com was at Mike Tomlin's press conference today. Jim has played golf with several members of the Steelers organization. Usually shoots in the high 80s, low 90s, and is a good time out there with those guys. They keep inviting him back. Yesterday, Jim scored his first career hole-in-one. So how many people came up to you at the Steelers headquarters today and congratulated you?
Members of the media or members of the Steelers organization?
Give us the biggest name person who said, hey, Jim, congrats.
That's kind of a tough one.
Because there were so many. Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like you got quite the list.
But in person, Jeff. But obviously, we were in contact yesterday. But no, just the members of the media. Dulac sent it into the Post-Gazette for sizzling shots.
They still do that?
That's what I asked him. He said, I don't know. He goes, I send them in. He goes, they do them every Friday. I guess Jerry not realizing they don't publish the paper on Friday anymore. So if they did them, it would be either Thursday or Sunday. But I haven't really looked.
I'm disappointed in the Steelers. I thought Colbert, given his relationship with you, would come down and shake your hand.
That's the thing, Andrew, is that we're not there. You know, let's say for the sake of argument that it was 2 years ago that this happened. And I was kind of hanging out in the press room, or we were getting a bite to eat in the cafeteria. Then I crossed paths. Then I probably would have, you know, heard something along those lines. You know, Tomlin has no clue unless Bert told him, which I'm sure he didn't. And then Bert and I just exchanged glances because we texted back and forth yesterday after he'd heard about it.
Texting about your hole-in-one or Mahler's altercation with Joey Porter?
It was about the hole-in-one. Oh. I'm not sure if he and Joey is no longer under his purview.
Yeah, Joey made that very clear when he was yelling at me that he was no longer an employee of the Steelers, leading me to wonder just exactly to what degree of acrimony there was when
thus,
that parting
thus
was happening.
Thus giving him a license to kick your ass?
I don't know, really.
I will tell you that Joey was the celebrity in a foursome with John Cecilia, who is the chief of the Northern Regional Police, and his captain and a couple of other guys. So I don't know. I mean, he shouldn't have been in a position to do anything that might have gotten him into a little bit of trouble.
Did you have to pay for everybody's drinks afterwards? There's some
Pomp was sending out a running bar tab tweet of like over $1,200.
Yes.
And I went to the mat for you on the sports call and said that when you bring a comma into play, that's too much, especially at an event where there were a lot of very literal millionaires in attendance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there actually, you know what, when you think of them, I'm trying to think of how many millionaires there were besides Pompeiani.
A lot of commas.
There were some people that were very well off. And I guess what, Mason Rudolph would be a millionaire, right? Terrell Edmonds?
I would think. I mean, Terrell Edmonds definitely, because he had the first round bonus. Same with Najee. That first round bonus money.
Wait, those guys bought you drinks, Jim?
No. I did sit next to Mason Rudolph, however, at dinner.
Oh, congratulations on all your success.
I hope you didn't mention to him that you know both of us.
Your names didn't come up. I did not have to buy because and Pompeiani was having some fun with it on Twitter. I think at one point it got over 3,000, according to him. And actually, had that been the case, where, and I don't know what cocktails go for, but the only money I spent in the bar after was $10, which was $5 for a beer, and I tipped them $5. Nobody
Jim.
Expected me to pick up the tab at an outing like that. Now, had this happened at, I don't know. Well, Chris, our friends at Moon, okay, and you go in inside. You know, you buy for your foursome. You know, the other how many ever guys you played with.
Yep.
And then you know there might be what like a half dozen guys in there, so it might cost you $50. You know, so that would be doable.
My personal limit, I think, would be I would spend, you know, depending on just how elated I was, and I would imagine if I made a hole in one, I'd be thrilled. I'd go up as high as $250. I would pick up a $250 bar tab if that's what it took.
Well, here's the thing is, that, and actually, the guys, one of the guys that in our group actually bought a beer for me. And
it's good to be the king, Pony.
The thing is, I don't know. Maybe I mentioned this to you guys yesterday. The cool part about it is that none of us have ever seen one in person. You know, none of the other four guys that I was with, they ever had one, and neither have they been in a group where somebody they were playing with had one. So it was kind of a neat experience for those guys as well.
Jim, I will say this about Steelers media. They will shake your hand and smile in your face and congratulate you on your hole in one. And then when you turn your back, they will stab you there. Because I don't know if you knew this, but you are getting killed by Steelers media today. Are you aware of why?
What did I do?
They feel like you broke Steelers reporter code today at the Mike Tomlin press conference.
By doing what?
By asking two questions in a one-question setting.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
That that's very
common. I was not the only one to do that.
But Alan you Saunders set it off by it. Saying, I'm going to basically double-barrel you. When it's supposed to be one question at a time, would you like to respond to that?
Not. No, you guys, see, you're just. I mean, this is a bunch of crap. That's not true at all. Nobody said anything, and
well, to your face, like I said, yeah, they'll
are they sending it to you, Pony?
I'm not gonna report who did this.
If they said it behind my back, then they didn't say it to anybody because I was the last person left. I couldn't – I didn't leave before anybody else.
But your thoughts on the accusation that you're only supposed to ask one question at a time, is that not true?
Well, Aditi actually asked the second question off mic.
Yes, she did.
And it's not uncommon. And no, here's the thing. And I don't even know why I'm arguing about this. It's so stupid. But I said just a housekeeping question. Meaning it's like a you asked for a clarification, and I asked about Zach Banner, you know, what the what.
So when
the
you preface it with housekeeping, there's an understanding that is just a quick give. You're not expecting a real answer. That's to gain clarity so that you can ask your real question, correct?
Right. And I also said, and I, you know, I have an offensive line question, but first a housekeeping question. That's commonplace. I don't even know why. People don't care about this crap. you know, they care about, well, we kind of knew about Juju. I thought, you know, what came out of the news conference today is that we don't know what all these freaking groin injuries. You know, Tomlin claimed he didn't know whether it was a recurrence of a previous groin injury or a new one or, you know, whatever. But just that it sounded like it wasn't bad news, at least as far as that went. And I thought the fact that he's encouraged about James Washington's return, I thought that was encouraging as well.
You know what I thought was very eye-opening, Jim, about that that press conference today?
When
he was asked about, I forget who it was that posed the question, it was like a David Todd forget-me-not question about fourth downs and analytics, and I could just imagine David asking it in his inimitable style. Mike Tomlin essentially said, teams go for it more on fourth down now than ever before because we are at an unprecedented level of quarterback mobility, on average, in the league.
Right, and then he acknowledged, and then
and he said, basically, I have a statue. Playing quarterback.
He didn't have one.
Yes.
You know, that's still what the statue can do is fall forward when it's fourth and about a foot, which by the way, the Steelers had one of those on Sunday. And you know, they chose to kick a field goal, which Boswell made, but you know, that I thought and since they won the game, that didn't come up, but I thought that was another instance of, I mean, it was fourth and like a foot. And you know, just sneak the thing, get a first
Don't make it seem such an easy proposition. Did you hear Urban Meyer said they couldn't run that with Trevor Lawrence at the goal line because they've never practiced it and he's not necessarily prepared for it? What is there to do? You're 6'6".
Prepared for a quarterback sneak.
Get under center, take the snap, and fall forward. Try to put your head literally up your center's rear end at that point.
Never mind. We're talking about Urban Meyer here.
He's always used to the quarterback center exchange. He practiced it in Columbus.
Apparently, there you go. I'll leave that. I'll leave that. You can get the good lines off. But I've always thought, and we've talked about this, and by we I mean pretty much everybody in this city, that I've always liked the play where you just get up under center and the quarterback no one else moves except the center and the quarterback. And that way, nobody else that's the only movement, and the other guys don't tip anything off. I don't know. I've just never understood that. And I think we may have talked about this as well in relation to that, is that if you're worried about your quarterback's head getting hit in that situation, I think it's less damaging than the hits that he's taking when he's in the pocket and there's a pass rush coming at him. So I don't know, but they won. So everybody in Pittsburgh is happy.
I mean, the only reason I brought up the answer about fourth down attempts, Jim, is because he essentially said, he acknowledged that Ben's lack of mobility, which he sort of joked about last week, I want to say, is something that limits their play. I would think limits their playbook, not just on fourth down, but overall. If you're acknowledging that, hey, the quarterback has, to everyone's obvious, observation here, lost so much of his mobility, it limits what we can do. I thought in a way, I don't think he meant it this way, but that was eye-opening to me. We've got to be really good on our first through third down play calls because we can't trot this guy out there on fourth because look what we're going to run.
Well, the other thing that would help out on fourth down is if you actually throw the pass to the running back near the
line. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here, Jim.
Let's
not get ahead of ourselves and ask for the world here from these guys.
Yeah, but the other thing too, and this didn't really, although a bunch of us asked offensive line related questions, including me twice in a row against protocol supposedly. The offensive line plays like it did on Sunday, then they're actually going to be okay. And I know that Mike Tomlin, and he has to do this. And Seattle's got a couple of good defensive players, but otherwise they're not what they once were by any stretch. And this is a defense that if Denver's defense isn't horrible, even though they're missing a couple guys. And if the Steelers, if the offensive line can play like that and they can continue to get better, then the offense has a chance to be decent. Ben's immobility aside.
Jim, we had Brooke Pryor on last hour, and we were talking about how she has difficulty getting more than two or three word answers out of Roethlisberger. That for whatever reason, I speculated that Ben takes out his hate of ESPN on her because she represents ESPN and he hates the way the national media talks about him. So you've been in the locker room with Ben Roethlisberger for a long time. I'm sure you've had ups and downs with him. What kind of advice would you give a reporter like Brooke on how to get better answers out of Ben Roethlisberger, because you're a veteran of getting great answers out of Ben?
Not necessarily. But Brooke has never worked in this market when you could actually go up and have a conversation with a guy and say, hey, you know what? I just want to see, where we stand here, because I'm going to be covering this team every day and I'm going to be here, and so I'm just hoping we can develop a, more professional relationship, or do you have a problem with me? Was it something that I said?
And you've done that before. You've gone up to, and some, has anyone ever said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I do have a problem with you?
Charlie Batch once, of all people.
Charlie Batch?
What?
Yeah, it was, I can't remember, and Charlie probably can't remember either what the exact circumstance was, but it was something I said or something I asked, and he took it the wrong way and, whatever. It was just kind of weird. So I did go up to him and I said, I'm just curious. I said, why, did I do something wrong here? Or I can't remember how I phrased it, but yeah, you just ask. And, I guess the advice I would give from her standpoint and from the Steelers standpoint, ESPN is a, you know, that's a, I mean, that's a big national NFL brand. Mm-hmm. And the Steelers are an important part of the NFL's brand. Otherwise, they wouldn't be paying somebody to live in Pittsburgh and work in Pittsburgh and specifically cover the Pittsburgh Steelers unless they felt that way. And so, you know, Brooke could just go to Burt Lawton. We gave Burt a shout out earlier and just say, you know, is there any chance I can just, you know, chat with Ben here for, you know, whatever. And now Ben may say no. I don't know. But if I had an issue with somebody that I felt was affecting my performance, and by the way, I don't think it affects her performance at all.
Oh, I think she's
really
great.
Don't. And I think it reflects, you know, if you're going to pick sides in this thing, and I guess I'd be on her side automatically, not that I'm against Ben, but I think it reflects more poorly on the player than it does the reporter in this instance. You know, if I was going to use the Joey Porter, Chris Mueller thing.
Well, you can. Why wouldn't you?
We've seen instances. Look, there was, you know, our good friend Mark Caboli one time was mistaken for another guy that they shared the same first name.
I recall this.
Andrew, Colin Dunlap was mistaken for you by Alvin Dupree. That was a few years ago.
Yes, it was.
Alvin did not make any mistakes, though, when he was looking for Andrew's DMs.
Correct.
No. Well, he did when he was looking for him initially because he's direct messaging Andrew to a guy named Colin, which is a little, but, you know, I mean, okay. But it happens. I mean, I didn't have an issue, but
Jim, I think I have a solution to the Brooke Roethlisberger thing.
Oh, let me hear this one.
I mean, probably, I would imagine deservedly, because I have been his harshest critic, I would think. Ben probably hates me more than anybody in current Pittsburgh media. Is that fair, Pony?
So where are you going with this?
Maybe I have to just fall on the sword, try to get a credential, and go in there so he can just crush me with all of my questions.
But that doesn't work because he still rips Batgo. Like, there's somebody else there that gets
but
the
if
wrath
there's
a, of Ben,
too. But if there's
too.
Yet another person for him to really unload on, maybe it helps Brooke and it helps Batgo.
Could I make a suggestion here, Chris, with your plan? Ben may not even know who you are.
I can vouch for that not being the case. He does.
Okay. All right. Maybe if you walked in there, would he know?
Well, he might not be able to recognize him, but he knows the name. Hey, Jim, tonight, speaking of ESPN, they have the Penguins game.
Yes.
And Sean McDonough is going to do the play-by-play. He's back on hockey. He once famously said to me at the Sweet 16, hey, Pony, tell Jim Colony that he's a douchebag. So personal feelings aside, do you think ESPN and McDonough will do a good job on Penguins games this year?
Absolutely. No, Sean is, honest to God, when you cross all the sports, and another guy that I can think of, I guess Kenny Albert or one of the Alberts, whatever. But if you want to put a guy doing play by play for any game in any sport at any level, Sean, to me, is a guy you could call up on a moment's notice. And I know, you know, he preps as well as anybody. I think he's as solid as anybody there is. And he's great at baseball. The Red Sox ran him off because they're the Red Sox.
Actually, he's back on their games.
Is he?
Yeah.
But when they ran him off, it was just stupid. But they're Torts is a Red Sox fan, right? I mean, you talk about the most arrogant organization in the league, at least at the time, it was them. No, but he's great. He's great with football. He's great with basketball. He's great with hockey, and he hasn't had a chance to do hockey for a long time.
Aren't a lot of those ESPN types actually pretty big hockey fans because of regionally
well,
where
Linda
they are?
Well, Linda Cohn is about as
no,
big
but
as
I think
gets,
there's
Malzi.
A bunch of them who like really
yeah,
big are, hockey
yeah.
people.
Because of where, yeah, well Buchegross is famous.
Steve
for
Levy,
that.
Kick save and a beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kick save and a beaut, Jockeman. That's how it was when I was a kid. For goalie for the Rangers at the time. You got to be old to know that. But anyway, no, Sean will be great. But if,
as long as he doesn't start the call with, like, Carter rounding the net, here's the stretch pass, safe!
No, he'll be good. I'm confident in that. Check out Jim's musings on his hole-in-one and the Steelers at 93.7thefan.com. Thank you, Jim.
All right, see ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.